Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We are here to offend each and every one of you, or some of you, or each other. You choose. This will be released September 13th, 2025. Today, we are live on YouTube. You can email us your thoughts at show@3ftpodcast.org, show@3ftpodcast.org. Dave would love to read those. You can like us and share us on all the socials, but if you try to sell anything, Steve will kick you off. My name's Malia, and I'm the girl that wears the red lipstick on here to introduce the guys you've all been waiting for. Go ahead, Dave, take it away.
Hey, everybody, this is your old man, Dave. Don't know what he's doing half the time. Always falling down, can't get up, looking for a good meal to eat now and then, but it's the best
I can do. Just every now and then?
Yeah, now and then. I didn't become a fat trucker by sitting and missing a meal. So Malia actually brought me dinner this week and goes, hey, I got a little leftover pot roast this week. You interested?
Pot roast?
I'm like, you're talking to a fat guy. Come on.
I think my Alzheimer's kicking in, Dave.
Kicking in. It done kicked in. So,
oh, my goodness. Well, we are live on YouTube here, and I think I got us found and commenting in the chat here.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Been a lot of stuff happened this week. Lots of stuff. And
oh, by the way, well, let's take a moment and apologize for last week's screw up.
Yeah.
The best thing about last week's show is you got to hear it three times when you only listen once. So
the best part of waking up, the Folgers
in your cup. Yeah.
It was. We had a little technical difficulties. I think we got it all figured out now.
If not, so, we got 2 weeks of bad shows, so woohoo!
Well, hey, that's what makes people talk bad about you.
That's right.
We did a little test run ahead of time here, so I think we got the echoey all fixed. So nobody on here yet. Tell us if it sounds like crap again.
Yeah, I ain't got no evil texts or nothing, but you started to say we had a kind of a rough week this week, brother.
Yeah, I mean, there's been rough weeks many times, but this week here was a lot going on and not good. So, well, unless you live in a cave or under a rock, I'm sure you heard something or seen something. Social media has been lit up.
Yeah, and then throw in 9/11 on top of it. So we've definitely had a lot of bad things going on this week, but I don't know. I think it affected people more this time, not so much of the people dying of why actually he got killed. It's the speech part. You know, you can't you're actually trying to take down what America's supposed to be known for is speech. And it is such a
right now it is a double-edged sword.
Oh, I know.
Because there's people getting fired from their jobs that are doing freedom of speech, saying things, and they're bad things about the stuff that happened, and they're getting fired. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree either way on both sides of it. I mean, I can understand somebody saying something. I don't know why you'd say something bad about something that just happened that was bad.
I guess
no feelings at all for their family or, you know, anything.
Yeah, I guess the way I think the way society has lost its way on what you're saying about what should be punished or what shouldn't be punished when it comes to things is we forget there's different layers to society. So like I'm a toilet scrubber. Nobody cares what kind of shit comes out my mouth. I clean shit for a living. So, but if I was a teacher and I was leading other kids, there's a difference between what I'm saying and what a teacher's saying. And then you got a principal of a school, and then you've got doctors, mm-hmm. and you've got attorneys and fire police. And so depending on where you're at in society and what you're leading, you should be curving your language to your professionalism. And and I think that's the problem. It's not about freedom of speech when it comes to like what you're saying as far as expressing those things. The reason they're losing their jobs is because it's disgusting and they're leading other people.
Well, it's freedom of speech. Not even losing their jobs. There's people that voice their political opinion, and sometimes that ruins a person's career that's in the
absolutely
public. You know, there's been musical groups, you know, Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Boom. As soon as they voice their opinion.
The problem is freedom of speech is for the government. It does not have to do with employers. I mean, the government cannot restrict our freedom of speech. No. But my boss can. If I'm saying stuff that makes his company look bad, he has every right.
And that's what I'm referring to. Exactly.
He has every right to terminate me.
And with social media now, anybody and everybody can put whatever they want out there, whether it's true or not. And what gets me is, I would think these lawyers would be hi-ho putting out libel suits
for people,
putting out information that's false.
Well,
I'm dealing with a situation right now with my daughter and false accusations, like tons, 6 years worth. I'm pro-life. She's pro-choice. And she has been relentless over the last 6 years of saying false things.
But it's not
the
government.
You go silent.
It's
no, I know, but yeah. I'm speaking to what he's saying about how people can speak false things, you know, and against each other.
Well,
and there's,
let's get right into this because I know people, you should know what we're talking about. We're talking about the assassination, and it was an assassination.
Yes, it was.
Charlie Kirk. So, like I said, unless you live in a cave or under a rock, you've had to have heard something about this week because it's been national news. So I guess I'll start with what I got wrote here and we'll work off of that. A country outraged. Wow, it blows my mind the irrational thinking our society puts out there. A young man is shot and killed for his political and spiritual beliefs that he tried to educate and debate with our next generation to bring some insight to them, but instead his life is cut short. We as a people need to look deep into our hearts and souls and figure out the right path to take, because right now it's going down a shit road. We have been sharing the video of the actual kill shot that doesn't need to be shown. Mm-mm. We know what happened. Have some decency for this guy's family and friends. I said, there's the story out there, a teacher being fired because of what he said negative about the shooting and the man. So many stories are coming out of this that you won't know the real one till someone writes a tell-all book and profits from this tragedy, which makes me sick too. We have to do better as society and get along with each other. The old saying that was taught, if you can't say something nice, don't say something, anything at all. Let's do our part, people. It's just, that's my opinion. And there's going to be people that don't agree with me.
We were raised.
I know,
that's all part of it.
Well, part of it's because the definition of nice, kind, love, and all these things have changed. It's shifted. We think speaking truth isn't being nice. That's the problem. Like Charlie was being nice to everybody. Nobody can argue his character is what I'm speaking of. They may not have liked what he said. They may not have liked some of the facts he pitched. They may not have liked his stance or his belief, but nobody could say he wasn't nice. He would even put the mic down so other people could speak give them that say. So no one could speak.
And he
ill
didn't know
character.
What they were going to say. I mean, they were there. They were usually there to ridicule,
insult him,
and
not
rip
be nice.
Him apart. And then it usually ended up the other way around that he would find common ground with them.
Yeah.
And they would sometimes come along, but for the most part. But when you strip it all down, you get rid of the spiritual belief. You get rid of the politics. You get rid of everything. He was a man.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You don't do that to other people.
He was a damn
if
boy.
You don't,
he's 31 years old.
But I'm saying, you don't
so
just because you disagree with somebody.
Yeah.
There is no how you go from disagreement to kill him.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know how you jump that bridge from that point to the other point.
I went from
he's
her
just a
society's
guy in a
rent.
He's
I went
literally
from,
just a guy in a t-shirt.
It I
just
went
blows
from
my mind.
Hurt to pissed off. I don't normally get pissed off, but I have been pissed off more this week over this kind of stuff.
I have too.
And it's just crazy that we have to keep taking this, and they keep saying we need to bring the red room down between everybody. Well, it's funny. the conservatives, after Charlie Kirk got shot, did not go out and burn the college down, did not go out and trash the whole city.
Exactly.
They had candlelight visuals.
I think they were hoping for that outcome.
Yes, but yet you get mad at Elon Musk. We go torch everybody's car that had nothing to do with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
We burn down cities over George Floyd getting burnt. And they keep saying, well, it's on both sides. Well, yeah, we both have the rhetoric, but we're both not violent. This is not a violent thing. And it just... it irks me to hear that because...
Well, here's the thing. Charlie Kirk wasn't violent. He was the he was the less defensive person I've ever seen have to deal with that much negativity constantly, like one person after another saying the things. All right, the young lady on the subway, she wasn't a threat to anybody. She was sitting there minding her own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She was not a threat to anybody. But look at the people that have came in defense of the gentleman, but not her, the one that stabbed her. You know, they're defending him in his place. And then people will even say, like, nobody even listened to the mother. Nobody listened to the mother and her warnings because parents are being excluded. They're just not even being taken serious in the last few years. So, like, they'll say, hey, where were the parents? Why didn't they come forward? I guarantee you, like the mother of the man on the subway, she came forward. She said she needed help with that guy. And nobody took her serious. They're all just like, whatever, he's an adult, he can do what he wants. Well, he was an adult, did he what he want? And now we want to say, oh, he was mentally ill. Where was his family? Why didn't anybody do anything? You know, it's everything so backwards. And that's why I say it's hard to be nice and it's hard to be kind and loving in the way that society thinks it's supposed to be, feel like warm socks out of the dryer on your feet or like a warm blanket. That's the way everybody thinks it's supposed to feel all the time. But Charlie Kirk was nice. He was kind. And he was loving and he got shot. The girl on the subway was sitting there kind, nice, and she was minding her own business. She didn't do anything. Yeah. She got stabbed to death. Okay.
Well,
the kids in church or the kids at school in their church were praying and they were praying and they got shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you got more stories than I have knowledge of because I don't follow the news just because of all this crap.
Yeah. You know, I had
the stuff you're talking about. I got no idea what you're talking about.
Some of those
this
stories
is all went on.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure more has happened this week.
Yeah. Well, and for me, what happened this week was it was a compiled thing. It was Grandparents' Day, and I haven't seen my grandkids in 6 years because I'm pro-life. And then I got served papers because I went in and bought a painting at a place that sells my daughter's artwork. And then I got, then Charlie Kirk got shot for being a calm, cool, collective guy, just trying to let both sides have a say.
Did you guys, you probably haven't heard, you know, there was another school shooting this week too. There was
at the same time Charlie got shot.
I'm going to say it. There was a shooting where the shooter committed suicide and wounded two people. You know why you haven't heard nothing about it? Because it was a black student that did the shooting. That's been shut up all week. Not saying that color has anything to do with it, because most shootings are not. But this was more of a race thing. That's why you never heard nothing about it. All week long, they barely talked about it. I know.
Yeah, because it doesn't fit their narrative, so we haven't heard it. You know, so, it's like the stabbing. They kept that video secret for so long. Because,
yeah, that's too long. It's funny.
Because it didn't fit the narrative.
Okay. As we talk about this, I played this a little bit for Steve. He was hearing me. I was writing down some notes earlier. But all the people that push dearly for forgiveness, love one another, and come out and be happy with everybody all died. We start with Jesus. We go into Gandhi. We go into Edgar Moore, Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, his brother, Martin Luther King, and John Lennon, and now Charlie Kirk. These people all push for nonviolent and seem to be the ones that getting murdered over this. So pushing peace and love seems to be kind of a deadly thing to do. So
I think you need to be the other way, start pushing.
Push hate and see if we get a little love out of everybody. I
mean, you'd think that, but...
That's the problem. The problem is so much hate's being pushed. It doesn't know what to do when it's met with love, kindness, peace. Like half those people really didn't know how to approach Charlie when he just stayed calm.
Well,
they couldn't get him worked up. You know what I mean?
Armed with knowledge.
Exactly.
There's so many people out there that don't have the knowledge. They all they have is what they have, their feeling in their gut.
Exactly.
And sometimes the feeling in their gut is totally off.
And also this week, you got to realize that I'm a religious guy. I dearly believe in God. I honestly think this is more fight about good and evil, and Charlie was making a lot of inroads on being good, and evil was not liking it. And there's a lot of evil out there.
Especially since how much he spoke out on abortion. And
abortion.
Being killing.
Like, you know, everybody says.
Abortion was like one of his big ones.
Well, he didn't love the trans people. He didn't care if you wanted to be trans, but he wasn't going to promote what you felt. That was it. It wasn't, had nothing to do with.
Well, and just like all the women that would come up about abortion. I mean, he would just keep hitting it with more knowledge and more knowledge until their answers didn't make sense. But he also was asking a question so they would say the answer out loud. Cause once they heard themselves, some of them would even be shocked at the overall audience expression from the whole thing. Right. Cause some of the audience wouldn't always agree with the answer and they were shocked. Like, you know, he asked one girl, can you abort a baby because it's a boy and you want a girl or something like that? And she said yes. And everybody in the audience was like, no, you can't, you know? And so it's just getting them to say some of their thoughts out loud so that they rethink those thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, he was really good at that. Really, really good at that.
Well, we covered this pretty good. Let's try lightening the day up a little bit.
It's kind of hard this week.
I know it's hard this week, but yeah. Somebody's got to carry through it. And I can't think of three fat truckers and a girl.
Well, it's a heavy topic. You know, so some heavy loaders should be taking it on. I mean, it's like wide load.
Some wide loads.
It's a heavy topic. Well, it's a heavy topic because it's so in depth with what he would talk about. He had a unique style of talking about multiple topics.
So, Steve, you wanna give a little shout out to what's going on the show notes there for the Wawa, the East Coast big mega gas station.
Wawa, one of my favorite one was out in Litchfield, Pennsylvania, I think it was.
We have one now here. I think it was
because I used to go in there and get lobster bisque soup, and they had it for to go where you could get a bigger container.
Yeah,
I talked them into putting it. I had a gallon Tupperware.
Oh, I figured you got a 64-ounce cup. Fill it up.
Oh, my God. I love that stuff. But anyways, here. This is Wawa opens its first truck stop. Oh, let me move this over my other screen here.
Yeah, turn it the way you're facing.
Yeah. Back here to the other screen. Wawa is bringing its first truck stop to North Carolina. It's not far from me. Opening August 28th. So June, July, it's already open, Dave.
Yes.
In Hope Mills along I-95, this 8,397 square foot travel center is designed with professional drivers in mind, featuring six high speed diesel lanes. So fast, it'll mess your hair up when you go by. A cat scale. Free. Everybody listen to that. Free tractor trailer parking. Free. Did you hear that? And a pet relief area. Relief.
Yeah, that's so you don't
they got
have to
the
walk
greenest
around.
Grass somewhere in one spot.
Yeah, you don't have to walk around with your little bag on your hand.
Yeah. drivers enjoy indoor and outdoor seating along with Wawa's signature fresh food options. I'll tell you what, for a gas station, they got delicious food.
Well, they're a hoagie place. Everybody.
Well, their breakfast.
About...
We used to get them breakfast bowls down in Florida, and oh my God, they're delicious.
I have not ventured. We have one they just built in Anderson. It's been open probably about a month now, and I have not because you can park right at the Pilot and walk straight over. It's that close.
Yeah.
So I have not ventured over there yet, but I need to make a trip down there.
Well, I did venture over to your anus there off of 69, and it's like 2 miles in town. Anyway,
you mean the one
I'll get
right
to that one later.
Hey,
I'll
that,
get
to that, like, one. That sounds a little gay, guys. It's like you went over to his.
Well, when you walk
off
in
like
as you
lean,
they'll like they do like the Pilot of Loves. Welcome to Loves. Welcome to your anus. And as you're leaving, thanks for picking your anus. Well, thank you.
Wow, you were talking
anyway,
to Dave.
We'll get to that story later on that one on another show. But the grand opening kicks off at 8 a.m. with giveaways, free coffee, and a ribbon cutting because we're right on top of this. Ceremony at 9 a.m. plus the first 250 visitors receive free t-shirts. Strategically located in a busy freight corridor, this new truck stop offers a convenient stop for long-haul, regional, and local drivers along the East Coast.
And the reason we're not right on the reason we're not right on top of this is because we don't do the show every day.
That's true.
We weren't doing the show the 28th, or we had not talked about it. I mean, it's food. Christ, we're three fat truckers.
Okay. Where? What time we
at? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, we are time.
We're at 19.
Yeah, we can do a little break now if you. So
sure.
You guys want to take a quick little break here, and we'll be back in just a second.
Let me fix my lipstick.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, guys, we're back live. Welcome back.
Hey, Richie. You're watching us. Hi, buddy.
Everybody able to run to the bathroom real quick?
See your text. Oh, I just went right here.
Oh, you just peed on your diaper? Good truck driver.
Is that what those are for? I just get the mop, you know. Hey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's always easier. Call the girl. That's what she specializes in.
Well, I want to get those. I want to get those disposable pee bags to hand out at truck shows.
Disposable.
Where's your thingy that holds
truck pee bags, truckers pee bags, whatever they are.
That little thing you had for camping or whatever you said, that funnel, the pee funnel. Yeah.
Well, you guys don't want to pee through that, do you? Your own.
We already have one. We have a built-in one. That one you have to lick.
Sometimes it ain't long enough to get it out of the coveralls, Dave. So you might need an extension.
Well, that is true. When you wear 9 inches of clothes and 3 inches of dick, you're in trouble. Yeah. It's going to be tough finding. It's cold out. Oh, that is so bad.
I'm like getting it now as part of what you said.
Oh, she's just getting it.
Yeah, she's like,
well, I was wondering why you're bringing up winter, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah.
Layers. You know, we got to do layers.
Well, You're in the food as much as I am, Dave. And this next my story I got for Foodie Corner. I should have looked it up. I got an idea what I think it is, but I could be wrong. So
it looks like it's a place across the pond there.
It is. We're with our friends that listen to us over there in London.
Yeah, we do have. They're not having a good day over there in England.
No, I've seen that. They got a bunch. They got I don't know how many thousands of people marching on London there. And
yeah, they're not.
They got a lot going on, but. We want to hit Foodie Corner, or will you?
Are they chasing kangaroos?
No, they're not quite trying that to get far Parliament away. Changed.
Oh, that's from our Australia buddies. Never mind.
You're no, these are our English buddies. That
I forgot.
One couple guy from London, and the other Australian guy that was with the buddy from London that kept talking about the velvet something or other.
Yeah, I was going to say that's why I'm confused in it is because they were standing together.
If one actually felt like velvet, I'd probably take one home. I mean.
Well, is that why you're giving us a story with the purple roof here? Because you got like.
Well, we'll just go ahead it real quick here. We've been doing this is Foodie Corner. We've been doing the truck stop food challenges, and there's one in the UK I found called a belly beater breakfast challenge. It's located at the oldest truck stop in the UK. The New Hollies truck stop. They just redone it. This is the pictures of it all redone here that I got on here. The challenge exists of consuming 5 of each major item in a full English breakfast, including toast, fried eggs, fried bread, eggs, bacon, sausage. Black pudding is the one I'm not sure about, Dave.
Yeah.
Hash browns, tomatoes, mushrooms, and beans. The prize
is the beans are on the toast, too, by the way.
A free meal and a t-shirt for finishing it in under 30 minutes. What is black pudding?
Black pudding.
It's
kind of like lava.
Isn't it like a sheep something with blood something or I don't know. I'm gonna look it up because
here
I should have done. I should have done this before the show.
You read on and I
what is black pudding?
Yuck! That's what it is. It doesn't taste like chocolate.
Black pudding. Here we go, Dave. Is a type of blood sausage.
That's
popular in the UK.
Yeah.
And Ireland, made from animal blood, usually pig's blood, fat, cereal, oatmeal, or barley, and seasonings. The picture they're showing here, it's cooked. It's black when it's cooked. But it looks like our version of like summer sausage.
Summer sausage?
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to mute you guys. I'm going to lose my guts here.
You got your trash can close?
I'm somebody that can't even see a jellyfish go across the screen because I'll start dry heaving.
What do jellyfish have to do?
The History Channel is on and a jellyfish or something goes by, I don't know why, it makes me sick.
So I think I could probably try some if it was cooked pretty good. But
it's kind of like liver and onions.
I like liver and onions once in a while.
I can't do it anymore. I tried it one time. Tried it one time and I just, but I wasn't a big gizzard fan, but sometimes.
Too chewy. Livers, I love.
Chicken livers. But the problem is all it is damn breading. All I taste is breading. It's like I could fry breading.
My mom would make chicken livers and bake them in a cookie sheet and season them.
You guys try to make me throw up.
Delicious.
So are they?
They're moist and they're tender. No, livers, not. Gizzard.
I tried tongue and I didn't care for that.
I love tongue. That is delicious. The most tenderest meat.
Yeah, but it licks you back when you lick it. I don't know.
No, the skin's off of it. You get the inside goodies. I can remember getting a whole plate of chicken hearts when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's about time you got some hearts. Popcorn? Speaking of popcorn.
No, chicken hearts, eat them about like eating popcorn, just one after another.
Speaking of popcorn, that actually sounds pretty good right now. I can almost smell the aroma.
Smell it?
Yeah.
Maybe you just farted.
I need me a microwave in here so I can make it smell like a crappy office. Burn some popcorn. Everybody like, I want some steak.
Heat up some coffee. Spill it on the floor. I don't think
it's the microwave that makes the office smell crappy.
What you got there?
Especially when they're bringing freezer lasagna. Yeah.
The stuff you'll find in trash.
Dave's got him a Hungry Man chicken dinner with mashed taters and corn.
Mashed taters.
And the little apple.
The little apple. Apple cobbler.
It's still frozen.
By the way, I made peach cobbler last week. I got some stone.
You guys want an office job just so you can take lunches, don't you?
That's right. Yeah.
I don't want to have to work there. No, but yeah, I can mess up.
That's what I mean. You just want to enjoy the taking lunch, having a microwave in your office and a coffee maker.
Well, now you sound like my truck because I got a microwave in my truck. I got a coffee maker. I also have a George Foreman in there.
Some people have all that in their office.
You got a crock pot? Crock pot.
No, but I have a lunch box.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah, but I don't have one in the truck. I cook everything here and then just warm it toaster. Up in the truck. I got toaster, yeah.
Just be thankful they don't have the SOS or whatever they are, the standards.
Shit on a shingle?
Oh, hey, yeah.
SOS. Well, she said SOS.
I know.
No, I mean the standards that make you, you got to put a picture and you can't have any of these items.
Oh, on the microwave. Yeah.
Some offices have a picture on the outside of their office and everything has to be put that way back. They're not allowed to have microwaves or anything.
Yeah. Can't have fish in the microwave.
For some reason,
you can't burn your popcorn.
Dave, what? I keep seeing all sorts of, hey, there we go.
Midlife
chip
trucker.
Beef. People are making chip beef, the gravy. I mean, breakfast. Yeah. And I'm like, I haven't had that forever. But
the
I
only
keep
problem
seeing
is
making
salty.
Most people make it too salty.
Yeah. Well, that's I make my sausage gravy. And, it's funny. We were talking about this, me and Mike, a week or two ago. Do you realize if you grow wheat, you can literally go out into the field, pull a bunch of wheat in there, bring it back, grind it up into powder, make yourself homemade biscuits from it, make yourself some gravy with it, get some milk from your cow. everything that you can make biscuits and gravy, butcher a hog, and everything there you can eat off the farm without going to the store. You got the flour.
He's going off grid. He's going off grid. He's getting some solar panels and some batteries and a windmill.
And I'm going to plant some wheat in the backyard and get me one of them stones so I can crush my corn.
Be picking up a couple little piggies to raise and a cow. And Yeah.
I sent somebody a picture one time, and it was a nice big smoker. And then it had the grill and charcoal and all that on it. And then on the front with a pig on it. And I posted, I said, we're off to the barbecue. And boy, I got a lot of hate for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, I used to show that picture all the time with the pig in the trailer behind the smoker. Yeah.
Yeah. We're off to the barbecue, everybody. There you mean you can't kill a pig? Apparently, you don't like bacon as much as I do.
Hey, y'all, meet Curly.
Yeah. He was the pet yesterday. Now he's dinner today.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
not supposed to give him pets, Dave. That's
not supposed to name your farm animals.
Or, I mean, yeah, not supposed to name
your
animals.
Don't name your
pets.
Farm animals.
I named this one Bacon. And I named this one T-Bone.
Oh, my.
No. I had a little stuffed pig, and his name was Chris P. Bacon. That was his name.
Well, my kids, when they were in 4-H, would name their animals, and older girls would pick on the youngest one, guess what we're eating tonight? And she'd start crying. They would pick on their little sister or something fierce.
That is bad. You shouldn't do that.
Eating Arnie. Or whatever they called him. I don't know. I know when I hauled them off and brought back a couple of weeks later a laundry basket with nothing but meat wrapped up in white paper.
Yeah. They didn't think nothing about Arnie. It was like, go get me a cheeseburger out of the oven.
Oh, no.
Or out of the freezer.
Bacon. Can we get more bacon?
I follow this girl on TikTok, and she's a chicken farmer, and she names all her chickens and picks the eggs and stuff, and she knows all the different names of them and everything. And I keep thinking, I've seen everything about it, but you eat one of them yet. Are we going to get to see a barbecue, you know, or you just keep running to Scott's and getting roasted chicken off the spit?
It's the rooster comes up and pecks and attacks you that week on the leg. It's like, well, there's chicken noodle.
Supper noodle. Yeah. Chicken and dumplings this week, looks like.
Oh, yeah.
You just made some of that, didn't you?
Yep.
Homemade dumplings?
A week or two ago, yeah.
See, all you need is a little flour. Ground you some wheat up, and you're good.
Weed?
Wheat. Well, you can use wheat.
The girl's listening.
Usually
he said weed.
The weed usually goes in the fudge. And you get that, and then you get that down there at Uranus where they're packing it.
We're back at
Uranus. After you get off 69.
No, when I was up there last time, I swung through there. I'm like, he swung through Uranus. Well, no, I was thinking it's probably right along the interstate because that's where the other one is out in Missouri.
What?
You know, and so I follow the signs and it says get off. Well, it's in town like 2 miles off the interstate.
Do you realize
it is not convenient at all?
You keep saying swing off, get off. You're going to Uranus. Could you keep this section? You're on 69. My God, sir, clean it up.
They put it in an old, it used to be a candy factory. Not really a factory, but building that sold candy.
Oh, so Charlie.
So, and they
put Charlie's place.
Something, but they put
Charlie's Chocolate Factory.
Golf. Putt, and I got all sorts of stuff out there, extra, you know, stuff for the kids.
Well, you've
to
been
do
to the one in Missouri. It's right on Route 66.
Yeah, and it is neon lit up for miles. You can see your anus for a while.
So I wonder if the neighbor
had a lit up butt plug or something.
There's a trail leading you there.
I wonder, you ever noticed the tent store right next to it always had the brown stripe down it?
Oh, what, skid mark? Yeah.
Yeah, right there at the tent store next to Uranus. Fudge Packer. I don't know what's up at all about, but
old Brownie.
Yeah, Brownie.
Yeah.
So, how was everybody's week this week? I know we had some bad stuff, but did anybody have a decent week? Malia's kind of half got the flu now, half not got the flu, runny nose.
She's got a little attitude about her too. I'll tell you what.
What?
She's cussing me out before we started today.
She her fingers are better. She's down to just tape now. No more.
Well, they're getting this now. This part won't bend though. Like if I can't take the tape off, it's still big and fat compared to my other one.
I was a local driver mostly this week. The latter part of the week, I did get my truck back, so I made it down to Missouri for one night and did, but local stuff. So I was a local driver again. Now I remember why I don't want to do that.
You got to get in and out of the truck. Got to
get
too
in
many
and out
times.
Of the truck too many times. I mean, come on, let me drive for a day.
Well, I can remember what company that I worked for. You're like, hey, you want to run these shuttles? I'm like, yeah, what time you started, what time you done.
Right.
I bet you I got drop and hooking trailers. I'd probably drop and hook 15, 20 trailers in a day. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. my knees are killing me climbing up and down these steps. And I was in my 30s then.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I lucked out. I had your mom's old trailer. She pulled 30 for a while. And that's the one that's got the electric dollies on it. You just hit the button.
Oh, yeah.
Go up and down. Because he said, well, bring it back and drop it and do this. And I'm like, well, I don't mind dropping it, but I don't want to switch trailers. I'd just soon use this one all week. I was a GM Honda. I seem to be running all the auto places, GM, Honda. And then they sent me to Richmond.
Yeah, she was doing Honda or something when I talked to her this week.
Yeah, she went over to Anna, Ohio, yeah. the Honda factory.
I was always thinking the Honda was the one down there on 74. Is it Greenfield or Greenberg? Or there's one down there in Indiana.
Right. Well, this one's right across, right before you get into, it's right off of 75 before you get to, where's the big Loves right there past? No, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Got it. Oh, I know you're talking about.
You know where the CB shop is?
In yeah, 99 is south down there at 91 or yeah, something.
Yeah, you get off where the CB shop is right there past. God, I can't think of none of the time. I am old and senile.
There's a Taco Bell and all that.
Yeah.
Speedway.
Oldest. What is the name of the town right there at 75 and 33?
Mm-hmm.
75 and 33,
Wapakoneta.
Wapakoneta.
You go south down
to 30.
Yeah, you go down until you get to the CB shop there. What is it, 78 Sydney? It's right before Sydney. Yeah. You get off there, and there's an engine plant there for Honda, and they supply stuff over there off of 33 over by Dayton. So that's where your mom. We've been hauling a lot of aluminum in there for some
reason. That's where you'll find your mom.
That's where your mom's at, Steve. If you can't find her, she parks right next to me all the time. That's her parking spot.
I know. So. She's like, well, as long as Clyde parks straight, I can get in there.
Because I won't.
She goes, yeah, that Davey.
He ain't very good. I pulled
up. I told her you got one eye closed.
You saw her. He's like he plays Frogger, so that's why it's like.
Yeah, you got to jump across her. I pulled up there the other day and had to dump my airbags, and I got in the truck and I started to back up and it wasn't aired up. She's like, whoa, air your bags up. And I go, what do you mean? Your mud flaps are dragging. I said, them are Riley mud flaps. I don't care. So, it was quite hilarious. So that's what
did. You park in your own parking lot the way you park at truck shows and stuff. Like everyone's parked this way and you're parked this way. And
I've known to maybe done that once.
He drives crossways across all the spots.
There's mud all the way. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna pull right here. I'm gonna miss all the mud. But then everybody else has to like drive in the mud.
You say that, out in the mud. You say that like it's a bad thing. For everybody else, maybe, but yeah, we do that at truck shows, don't we? We kind of just
there's no we.
Yeah, like, it's called three. There's three fat truckers.
He's just lumping you in now because
I record you clowns. He's
pulling off the bad driving on the girl now.
Yeah, I know it always happens.
But you're the one that always says he knows every backyard parking lot to cut through to alley to get through.
Hey, when you're a roll off driver in a city and you drive it every day for 15 years, you find every shortcut in this town because I got paid by the box, not by the hour.
Yeah, but when you have people following you, you're making us play Frogger because we're like, shit, we're gonna get hit. Oh no, we're gonna get hit. There he goes. We're gonna get hit because I don't know where we're going.
When we
after
left
that
Mexican restaurant down there,
oh, in Louisville,
I'm like, where the fuck is he going?
And wrong then way. You finally admitted it felt like playing Frogger.
Well, yeah, something like that, yeah. And I knew my way around down there too, but I'm like, why do you go that way?
Uh-huh. because I was going the wrong way on a one-way street. It's like, oh, let's go through Culver. Bill kept up. He managed. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't tell you guys this. We got all the way up to Indy. He stopped and got fuel. And I'm like, why is the lights not on in the trailer? The whole time, Ed didn't even plug it in when we left the truck show. And I said, Bill, you followed me all the way up there. Why didn't you tell me the brake lights weren't coming? I wasn't paying attention.
It wasn't any worse than you pulling through over the harvester building and you're dragging the damn door because it's dragging on the ground because it ain't up.
Well,
you're like, oh, I'll get it later.
I'll get it later. It got rubber stumps on
it.
Didn't
have a
they don't
section.
No more. You drug them off of it.
Damn spring should have held it up.
I don't know. It'll be all right. I'm only going 4 feet.
Yeah, I mean,
4 feet.
We'll fix it tomorrow, you know. Like my dad said, they build them every day, so you can get a new one tomorrow, you know.
Or they build them every day.
Actually,
I know, right? It's like, but you do want to buy
them
every day.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He actually used to say, do what you can afford. Or the best one growing up was I wanted this car and to put these wheels on it or put one of them little steering wheels on it. And he says, basic transportation. Just remember, it beats walking. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to look cool in my basic transportation. I want slick tires, loud exhaust, and Gabriel hijacker shocks. And, you know, it's funny. I talked to Mike about this today. They are writing the new kids tickets because their front ends are up too high from the back. They're made
the squatters, yeah.
And I go, do you realize in the 70s we were getting
it was the other way?
Because it was the other way. We were putting the back
air
up.
Shocks, and you can see how high you get that with like these extensions
them long
like
shackles.
This.
Yeah.
And
now they're doing it the other way. The front ends are off the ground.
And every time they'd go, let's go, I'll race you, you know, for money. First thing they did is let all the air out of them air shocks.
Yeah, gotta get my traction. That is funny. It's funny how things just keep going around and around. And 10 years from now, they'll be jacking the back ends up again. So,
no, what really blew my mind as far as talking about stuff like that, I remember the cars being jacked up, but I remember I always had four-wheel drive, so we always had them jacked up, you know, taller, bigger, 44, you know, big 44s on them and stuff.
Yep.
Well, they jack them up now, but they put a rim. Before, it was a 44-inch tire with a 15-inch rim. Well, now it's a 44-inch tire with
a 20-inch rim.
28-inch.
Yeah.
The tire sidewall is like 3 inches, and I'm thinking, that has got to be the roughest.
There's no flex. You can turn the corners
no,
harder.
And then they break rims and hitting a pothole. Or,
oh, I know. And you can't go off-road very well because they...
Then they got the offsets on them so wide.
Yep, wider than the tire.
It'll touch both lines on the road. It just makes no sense.
So, Malia...
Hitting the rumble strips.
What was your very first car you ever had?
Mine?
Yeah.
Plymouth Horizon.
Sweet.
A crappy one, four-door.
Maroon.
82?
Four-door. Had a hatchback.
What year was it? 82, 84?
I don't remember.
What year was it you got it?
Well, I was probably 94. 18. Well, I was 18, so it would have been 98.
What was your very first one, Steve?
Yeah, 98.
I'm trying to think.
It'd have been around there.
I think it was a 70. I think it was 78 Chevy four-door. Caprice maroon looked just like a cop car.
Okay. I remember
because we would put a yellow revolving light off a cigarette lighter with a red t-shirt over it, put it in the windshield and pull people over on our hometown back then. And would scare the shit out of people we went to school with in high school. And I think if I'd ever got caught now doing that, you'd have been in jail for impersonating a cop for the rest of your life.
My very first car was a 1970 Ford Maverick, six-cylinder automatic. And I put N50s on the back, jacked it up. And the only way I could spin the tires was it had to be raining and I had to be turning a corner. And I could get one tire to spin. 176
Well, I had two kids in my back seat, so I was just like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were playing Mr. Mom right out of
I was just thankful two car seats fit back there.
Them old cars, you could get two car seats and still have room to lay down
not
in between
the
them.
Not the Plymouth Horizon. It was small. And yeah, I think it was a two-door.
That was the
69 Bonneville
Ford LTD Country Squire station wagon with the seat in the back to flip the backwards so you can look out the rear window and hope your mom and dad didn't roll the window down and suck all that exhaust and melt carbon monoxide.
We used to drive down a gravel road. This is back in high school. My buddy had one, and we'd roll the back window down, and maybe we were getting high, maybe we weren't. But then after driving around for 2 hours, we would stop, and your hair felt like straw. Because the back window driving down them gravel roads, all the dust.
Oh, yeah, there, yeah.
And your hair was just like, what?
All that dirt and dust. Yeah. Yep.
I can remember being back in the back. I'm feeling really tired.
Well, a little exhaust fumes put you right to sleep. They have to give you a shot at nothing.
Mom and dad's in the front. Kids sure are quiet back here today.
Roll the window down. And then, of course, they're all, both of them are chain smoking at the time. Windows rolled up.
Yeah, mine didn't smoke.
Oh, We drove to California in 68 in a station wagon.
And you smoked 10 packs at the age of 9, huh?
Probably. And they put the luggage on the roof and us in the back and laid a blanket down, you know. So
Christmas
we could
vacation.
Yeah, it was a summer vacation until the luggage blew off. And then the luggage went in the back. We had to sit in the back seat. Screw the, I can't tie it down on the roof no more, you know. That was my dad.
Save me the neck, Clark.
It's a good call back to everybody that understands that joke. So
yeah,
well,
we're getting there.
Did you eat anything good
this week or not? Because I made some decent food this week, but it seemed like I'm ready today to go find a restaurant, so I ain't gotta cook.
Yeah. Well, I had fried bologna for lunch.
You can't go wrong with fried bologna.
Yeah, I didn't. The only thing I had Malia's pot roast this week, which was actually
that was
good.
Last week, but
I didn't eat it till this week. I took it with me.
So he probably should have threw it out because it was past the.
No, Dave
don't throw stuff away. He's like, I'll get botulism. I don't care.
Did you eat it last week?
No, I saved it for this week.
Oh, he probably froze it.
It's the same as that bologna sandwich I gave him from Tudor's Biscuit World that he didn't eat for. What, 4 days, five?
It was fine. It was good. My God, throw it in the microwave. I know. I took the food
microwave
safety
will kill most of the bacteria, don't it?
I took the food safety certified. I know how good food can be and how. Man, we got a lot of people on there telling us what to do. I just looked at
do
the
we?
Chat. Yeah.
Hopefully they're yelling at you.
Yeah. Well, one guy that, what is it, midlife trucker, he was in a 77 Ford Pinto van.
Yep, I said a race car.
Yeah.
Then he says, I know if you take a tape measure, it looks impossible. My father could slap someone in the back seat of our Pontiac Safari station wagon from the driver's seat at a stoplight.
Yeah, and never just turn around.
And never drop the ash off his cigarette either.
That's true, yeah.
Isn't that funny, though, how long they would let the ash get?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had an aunt that could smoke a whole cigarette and never ash it once. But she says still, she just would be like this, hold it up.
Uh-huh.
And puffing and puffing. And next thing you know, she'd be like, oh. And here's she's putting it out because she's done with it.
Here's something you haven't heard in a long time. Remember, your buddies would stop and somebody would hot box a cigarette and hand it to you? It's like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to hot box it where you just smoke it and it gets all, you got a flame, it's about 3/4 of the cigarette. And
that's like, for you, Malia, to understand, that's when you take a joint. You see what I'm saying?
You're so mean to me. I'm so offended, damn it.
You're offended? that's wrong.
Now, I'll tell you what. When I was up there, she hooked me up with one of her places she
Who
cleans.
Hooked you up?
The girl here on the screen.
Oh, our girl. Okay. Set up there and hooked
and
up.
He's talking about a barber shop.
You
barbershop. is it called Rico's?
Yeah, Rico. He's
Rico's
a friend
barbershop.
Of mine.
Well, what,
I hooked Malia up with him.
Well, I'm definitely going to try it out the next time I'm up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's hard to get in there. You got to call Vance.
Yeah.
But he does
a good job. As I'm driving up, hey, I'll be there in an hour.
Yeah. Well,
when I took him in there, he goes, what are you needing done today? And he's kind of looking like, I might be able to fit you in and out. I said, no, Rico, I would never bring and spring somebody on you in the moment. You know, it's just, I wanted him to see the place and grab a car.
Tell you what, that way he has that decorated.
It's sharp, isn't it? It's cool.
It is. It's like stepping back in time. I think
old
it's
school
really
barber.
Cool.
Love
yeah,
it.
It is
love
really
it.
Cool.
That's why.
Have you seen his new one, Dave?
Yeah, I've seen the new one, but I got no hair, so I don't really need to go.
No, but
see
have
it.
You been in there?
Yeah, I got to see the new one. I've been
you
in
can
there.
Send
yeah.
Magno T up, make it look better for you.
Well, that is true.
But they
I don't
do
know
beards.
About looking better.
They'll take care of your beard. They do, you know, they mm-hmm. do all that.
Well, I so. Got just a little bit of beard to take care of. That's why I
he trimmed my pubic hairs the last time I was in there.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Was they growing over the top of your waistband or what?
No, they were starting to tuck out through the bottom of my
or do you already underwear. Got that little tough tail coming
he
out?
He did back. Not.
But I think after that when you was in there last time.
I bet she did.
Oh, I just found a gift card.
She's like,
did you? She yeah, used I, it. You can yeah. throw it away now.
Oh no, I'm gonna take there. It back.
Trying to no,
she used it. She looked it up.
She's like, what's this weasel coming out the back, Dave?
Weasel,
you need to get this waxed.
Yeah. Hey, I got it. I got an A+ on that. She said you are definitely much better than most, and I'm like, woohoo! Mom bitching at me to wipe right must have got it right.
Oh and
I,
my!
So, are you set up to go again
you didn't
here sometime?
Wear at her knee, so
I
would.
I have no underwear. We left the truck show and went straight there. I didn't have a lot of time to prep for it, except for the chili dogs.
Except
I was eating
for
on
Mr.
The
Coney. Did you see her face though when I told her he had 10 conies and two mm-hmm. things of chili, and she's like. Tell me he didn't.
But the problem is it wouldn't have went through me that fast, unfortunately. We had to go the day before.
I beg to differ. If it was
we
a White Castle.
To Taco Bell.
I've had a 10-pack of White Castle pass in 20 minutes.
Well, we can go down to, we can down to, what's the one downtown? Powers Hamburgers.
Powers, yeah.
Got us some sliders and went in there, but.
That's the best thing. Funny. If I go down there, I'll swing by Coney Island and get a whole dozen of Coney's box. And then go to Powers and get, I don't know, 10 or 12.
And if you guys think he couldn't eat them,
and just sit in the truck, oh,
again.
No, take care of all business. You know?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. the problem is you got to then go spend the next hour on the shitter.
No.
No, he means he's going to go then see her, let her do it.
It's just like one of them challenges, Dave.
It'll plug her machine up. No,
Dave, it's like an eating challenge. You take a Viagra and a melatonin at the same time to see if you can rub one out before you fall asleep.
And then use it for a hair loop.
Did you plug her machine up?
No, we didn't. Remember, I ate a tenderloin. That's all I had that day. And we were at the truck show. We didn't eat nothing at the truck show. Somebody brought us over a funnel cake. And you'd have thought these two never ate a funnel cake before because I guess Bill was involved in that too. You guys sucked that funnel cake down in like no time. She was wild.
I didn't suck on it. I was eating ice cream
in front of her on purpose too.
Yeah, I know. You do that a lot to her.
You didn't say you were going to get it either.
Yeah, he comes walking back.
Yeah, says, I'm getting ice cream. Do you want some? Okay, I didn't think you did.
So. Well, like down in West Virginia, the next thing I know, you guys are coming back with buckets of drinks.
Well, because now I know what it means when he walks away. So now when I see him sneak off, I follow. I'm like,
when I leave, she's like, he's getting something to eat somewhere. I'm going to follow
him. Nope. He's not coming back this time with food.
So what was the people down there in West Virginia to give us those big buckets of drinks with the fruit and everything? Come on, they're on our Facebook page. We give them a shout out.
What Rusty the name bucket. Of it was?
Yeah. Oh, Steve's got your business card.
I got to pull up my notes.
Oh, my God. We don't remember. We told him we would promote him if we talked.
I got it. Relax. Man. Get your panties in a bun.
Don't call us out like that.
Throw you under the bus.
It was the Rusty Lemon and Brews.
See, I said Rusty Lemon.
McKinley
is the entrepreneur.
Yeah, and they serve them in
five gallon
fire hose buckets.
Basically,
Bill still has his bucket. I seen it today on his dash.
I got mine too. It's out in the mm-hmm. garage. I've used it a bunch of times to drink out of. I think it's getting moved to a paint bucket now.
I use mine for scooping the dog food.
You don't have a dog.
Don't ruin all my things. You sound
you
almost like
dog.
My ex-wife.
Now, Malia, you know how sad that sounds? He's scooping dog food and he didn't want to tell you because that's what he can't afford real food. So he's like,
hey, I use
that's why
apple.
He's eating my
I
mix
a little water on a Dave's gravy train. Then.
That's what I was going with. I put a little hot water on it and be gravy train.
We think alike pretty easy, don't
they're
we?
They're blowing our messages up over here. You realize that?
They're blowing what? What are they blowing, Dave? Are the they on 69 going to Uranus?
Right.
It all comes back to Uranus, Dave.
I know it. And I'm the only one. And I'm the only one that has a clean Uranus, by the way, because I've had mine. What do you call it? Roto-Rooter? No, vacuum sucked.
That's been a few weeks. I'm pretty sure
you've heard it. Roto-Rooter or vacuum suck. I don't think either one of them sounds appealing.
And the worst part about it is I didn't even get dinner out of it.
Yeah, no, she did. She sucked what you ate right out of you. Well, on that note, let's wrap her up, big
guy. Are we done already?
We're right at her.
We're just having fun. He says we're just having fun.
Just getting into it now.
He loves talking about getting his butt roto-rooted.
He does.
He needs to go to Uranus first, get a bunch of fudge, and then go up to Gina.
And it's funny because he fought me about going for so long. Then I did a little competition. He wins.
See, I wouldn't mind doing it.
Now he won't quit talking about it.
Completely cleaned out. But I just don't want the extra, what's the word I'm looking for? Situation that he had when he got home.
You just got to take a nice relaxing evening. You do it and then you take that little evening.
Just need to put a cork.
No, you need to put a cork in when you leave her place.
Well, that's true too. Yeah,
wear a pad.
But see, I grew up getting my ass chewed, so it always comes right around to my ass. It seems like maybe it's because I was a fuck up growing up. I don't know. Excuse my language, everybody. Didn't mean to be so vulgar to everybody, but. This will be some good stuff. I'll be able to cut this up and get a lot of good stupid shorts out of this one.
Some serious ones, some funny ones.
Well, let's run her out.
We're going to run her out?
Yeah.
Well, girl, where can you find our show at?
You can find it on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, anywhere you find a podcast. You can listen to us or watch us.
Google Three Fat Truckers. We're everywhere.
Yeah, even where you don't want us to be, we're there. Sometimes you just got to wipe harder. But
with a big warning.
Use them dude offensive. Wipes. Them pretty Use good.
Them dude wipes will usually do it.
We need to get them sponsored the show.
Dude wipes? Okay. That'd be funny.
Dude wipes for everybody. Well, guys, I think we are going to wrap it up. I'm glad everybody got a chance to get on here. We a little serious in the beginning, a little lighter in the after bit, but I hope everybody has a good week this
after
week.
After bit.
Yeah.
That's Dave speak for afterwards.
I know. Everybody says afterwards. Nobody says
like
after
Malia
bit.
Said Dave-isms.
Dave-isms.
It is.
You know, I know every back alley and every... I'm the king of the King's English here, you know.
A guy from the people's elbow, huh?
That's right.
Okay. This has been Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a safe and wonderful week. To you, Malia.
All right. I've been Malia. I'm rocking mobile from GPI this week. I got Todd and Blank on today, and just going to give another shout out to Charlie Kirk's family and in our country right now. So prayers to everybody.
Yep. And this is your old buddy, Dave, getting ready to head back to Texas next week. So watch out if I'm coming your way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.